Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Here we are again, 7:30. I love mornings. 10-10, 2013. Watch your roof here. Here, there, and everywhere. Yes, and it is, isn't it, the lunatic fringe, things that we don't want to know, things we don't want to talk about. Think about reading this morning how it's now the current thought in the Catholic Church that homophobia and heterosexualism is a sin. Wow. Doesn't that just tell you how close the apostate church is? Knocking right at your door. I know I felt it for a long time, but when I'm reading about this and understanding the truth of it all, we can't help but understand what's going on. Closer and closer it is. Father God, we come before your throne of grace. We pray that you would incline your ear to our petitions of prayer, that in these concluding hours and moments of eternity, that you would strengthen us and renew us in our hearts and in our minds, that you'd give us clear thoughts, that they would be renewed every day on righteous, higher things, spiritual things, things where you dwell in the hands of the Most High. Don't let your people become tired. Don't let them become tired of witnessing for you and working for you and spreading your word every day, Father. Please renew them. As we draw closer and closer to nanotechnology and transhumanism and world populations being wiped out, we know that we only have truth in you, and we know that you are the steadfast rock and nothing that's placed on the rock will pass away. For everything else will pass away. For it is said in your word that everything that will be and can be shaken will be shaken, and only that which will remain will be that which is not to be shaken. So let us not be shaken. Let us always turn to the strength that we find in you and in your word. And we turn to it each and every day to strengthen us and guide us and bring us all into remembrance of what your truths have revealed to us in the final days. That we are the ones, we are the family that will bring the truth out in the final days. Even though we'll be persecuted for it, we know. The sun and the moon and the stars will no longer shine. Yet there will be continuous day, only the Lord knows how. There will be no normal day and night at that evening. It will be still light. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day there shall be one Lord, and his name alone will be worshipped. In that one day, Lord, incline your ear and listen to our message of prayer to you. And let your word bring truth to our hearts. And let this word bring a revelation, and the Holy Spirit inhabit the words of this testimony. And let it affect each and every one in its intended way. Thank you, Father. Here's the Lord's message to Israel given through the prophet of Malachi. I have loved you very deeply, said the Lord. but you have said, really, really, when did you love me? And then the Lord said, but I showed you my love. I loved your father, Jacob. I didn't need to. I even rejected his brother Esau and destroyed Esau's mountains and his inheritance. I gave it to jackals in the desert. And if his descendants should say, we will rebuild these ruins, the Lord of the hosts will say, go ahead and try to do it. Go ahead and try, but I plan to destroy it again. For in this country, their country is named the land of the wickedness, and their people are called those whom God does not forgive. O Israel, lift your eyes to see what God is doing all around the world. Then you will say, truly the Lord is great power, and he goes far beyond our borders. As a son honors his father, a servant honors his master. I am your father and your master, yet you don't honor me. O priests, you despise my name. Yes. You have brought me polluted sacrifices, and you've placed them upon my altar. Polluted sacrifices. When have we ever done such a thing like that? Every time you say, don't bother bringing anything very valuable to offer to God, you tell the people, lame animals are all right to offer on the altar of the Lord. Yes, even sick animals and blind animals. And you claim that this is an evil? Try it on your governor sometime. Give him gifts like that. See how pleased he is with them. God have mercy on us, you say. God be gracious to us. But when you give me evil gifts that are impure and of no value, how can I show favor to you at all? Oh, to find one priest among you who would shut the doors and refuse to accept this kind of sacrifice. I don't have pleasure in you, says the Lord of hosts, and I don't accept these offerings. But my name will be honored among the Gentiles from morning until night. All around the world they will offer sweet incense and pure offerings in my honor and in my name. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of the hosts. But the priests dishonor my name, saying that my altar is not important. And they also encourage people to bring cheap, sick animals and offer them to me. And you say, oh, it's not difficult to serve the Lord. Do whatever he says. And you turn up your noses at all of my rules and everything he has given you to obey. Just think of it. Your offerings to God. Stolen animals, lame animals, sick animals, you bring these kinds of things to me? Cursed is the man who promises to bring the best to me and then substitutes sick animals or less than they should. Because I'm a great king. I am the Lord of hosts, and my name is to be revered. My name is to be mighty among all of the Gentiles. But you substitute seconds to me? Listen, ye priests, I'm giving you a warning, says the Lord of hosts. If you do not change your ways and give me glory and give it to me alone in my name, then I will send terrible punishments upon you. And instead of giving you the blessings that I had intended to and the ones that I would have liked to give you, then I will have to give you curses instead. I've cursed you already because you haven't taken seriously the things that are most important to me. You haven't taken note that I will rebuke your children and I will spread your faces in the manure of the animals, these sick animals you offered to me. And then, just like dung, I will throw you out of the sanctuary. And you will know then at last that I was I who sent you this warning to return all of the laws. I gave these laws to your father Levi, says the Lord of hosts, and the purpose of these laws was to give life, to give him life and to show peace, to be a means of showing respect and awe for me by keeping them, reverence. He passed on to the people of all of the earth he got from me. He did not change the truth. He did not lie about it, nor did he cheat the people. He walked with me, and he lived a good, righteous, upright life, and turned many away from sin. Priests should not be bringing in second-class sacrifices. Priests should not have lies and lying lips. Priests' lips should flow with knowledge of God so the people would learn God's true laws, because it is his intention that priests are messengers of the Lord of hosts and men should come to them for guidance and truth. But you priests now, you apostates, not to you, you've left God's paths. Your guidance is causing many of my people to stumble in sin. You've distorted my covenants of Levi and made it into your grotesque parody, says the Lord of hosts. Therefore, I've made you contemptible in the eyes of all the people, for you have not obeyed me. You have let your favorites break the law without rebuke. We are children of the same father of Abraham, all who was created by the same God. And yet we are faithless to each other, violating the covenant of our fathers. In Judah, in Israel, in Jerusalem, there is treachery, for all the men of Judah defied God's laws. God's holy and beloved temple, by marrying heathen women who worship idols, by marrying heathen women that worship idols. May the Lord cut off from his covenant every man, whether it be priest or layman, who has done this wicked thing. Yet you cover the altar with your tears because the Lord doesn't pay attention to your offerings anymore and you receive no blessings from him. Why has God abandoned us? You cried. I'll tell you why. It's because the Lord has seen you be treacherous. You divorce your wives and even your wives who have been faithful to you through all of the long years. Those wives who you promised to care for and keep, your companions. You were united to your wife by the Lord in God's wife's plan when you married her. The two of you became one person in God's sight. And that is what he wants. God's children, godly children from your union. Therefore, guard your passion. Keep faith with your wife of your youth. For the Lord God of Israel says, he hates divorce. and he hates cruel men. Therefore, control. Let there be no divorcing in your wives. And do not weary the Lord with these words. Weary him. You ask a fake surprise. How have we wearied him? By saying that evil is good, that it pleases the Lord, or by saying that God won't punish us, or that he doesn't care if I divorce my wife. I will send messengers before me to prepare the way, so listen to me. And then listen to the one that you are looking for he will come suddenly into my temple. And the messenger of God's promises to bring you are great joy. Yes, he's surely coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who will be able to live when he appears? Who can endure his coming? For he is like a blazing fire. He is refining precious metal, and he will bleach even the dirtiest garments. Like a refiner of silver, he will sit and closely watch. As the dross is burned away, he is surely coming. He will purify the Levites and the ministers of God, refining them like gold or silver, so that they will do their work for God with the purest of hearts. And then once more the Lord will enjoy all of the offerings brought to him by the people of Judah and Jerusalem as they did before. At that time my punishments will be quick and certain. I will move swiftly against wicked men who trick the innocent, against the adulterers, the liars, and against all of those who cheat their hired hands, who oppress the widows, who have abandoned the orphans, defraud strangers, and those who do not fear me, said the Lord. For I am the Lord, and I do not change, and that is why you are not utterly destroyed, because I have had mercy on you, said the Lord. Though in your cities, these wicked cities, you have scorned my laws, even from the earliest times, and yet you still return to me, says the Lord of hosts. If you come, I will forgive you. But you say, we've never gone away. Will a man rob God? Surely not. And yet you have robbed me. And then you say, when have we ever robbed you? You've robbed me of tithes and offerings that were due to me. And so the awesome curse of God is cursing you, for your whole nation has been robbing me. Bring all the tithes and offerings into the storehouse so there will be food enough in my temple. For if you do, I will open up the window of heaven so you and others, you, for you, and pour out a blessing that will be so great you won't have room enough to take it in. Just go ahead and try. Try and let me prove it to you. If you bring the best to me, your crops will be large. I will guard them from insects and plagues, and your grapes will not shrivel away before they ripen, says the Lord of hosts. All the nation will call you blessed, because you will be. You will have sparkling lands with happiness, and these are the promises that I have made, says the Lord of hosts. But your attitude towards me has been proud and arrogant. You say, what do you mean, Lord? We haven't ever said anything we shouldn't have said. But what you have said is that I don't need to bring the best in, or that it's foolish to worship this God. What good does it do to obey all these laws? Why do I need to be sorrowful or mourn for my sin? From now on, as far as we're concerned, blessed are the arrogant, for those who do evil shall prosper, and those who dare God to punish them shall get off scot-free. For those who dare to do evil, those who dare God, those who feared and loved the Lord spoke often of him to each other. And he had a book of remembrance. The book was drawn up, and contained within the book of remembrance were the names of all of the people who feared God and loved thinking about him. And they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts. In that day when I make up my jewels, I will spare them as a man spares an obedient and dutiful son. Then you will see the difference between God's treatment of good men and bad men, between those who served him and those who did not. Watch out, said the Lord of hosts. The day is coming, the day of judgment is coming like a burning furnace. All of the proud and the wicked, all of those haughty men who walk about boasting about all their riches on earth will be burned up like straw, like a tree. They will be consumed like burning fire, all the root and all. But those of you who fear my name, those of you will rise with a healing in his wings, the Son of Righteousness. And you will go free, weeping with joy like little calves led out to a great pasture. And beneath your feet, then you will tread upon wicked as they are ashes under your feet, said the Lord of hosts. So remember to obey all the laws that I have given all of Israel through Moses, my servant on Mount Horeb. See, I will send you another prophet, just like Elijah, coming in the day, in the great judgment day. This prophet like Elijah, literally the prophet Elijah, his preaching will bring fathers and children together again to be of one mind and heart, for they will know that if they do not repent, I will come and I will destroy their land. I will destroy their land. Faint-hearted in all troubles that we're going through. But of course we know that these troubles are all part of God's plan for us Christians. We were warned ahead of time that suffering would soon come. But we're greatly comforted in these crushing troubles and the sufferings here, for we know that we're standing true for the Lord, and we can bear anything as long as we know that we remain strong every moment for life eternal. For night and day we pray on and on, asking God just to fill up all the little cracks that there may be in our faith. May God the Father and himself and the Lord Jesus Christ make your love grow over and over and over towards each other. May the love of him result in your hearts being made strong, so that you can remain sinless and holy, so that you may stand before him guiltless in that day when the Lord Jesus Christ returns to collect all those who belong to him. Anyone who refuses to live by God's rules He's not disobeying the rules of man, but of God, who's given the Holy Spirit to each and every one of us so that there would be no excuse. Be a strong, holy nation. Love each other. Love them more and more, he said. This should be your ambition. Love them more and more and be pure. You already know how to please God in your daily living. For you know the commandments we gave you from the Lord Jesus Christ himself, and now we beg you, yes, we demand of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you live more and more and more closely to those ideals that he has left. God wants you to keep and be holy and pure. And then keep clear of all sexual sin, that each one of you will marry in holiness and in honor with all of his saints. Not in lustful passion as the heathens do in their ignorance and in reverence of God. Don't cheat each other, because the Lord God will punish you terribly for this, as we have warned you. God has not called us to be but holy and clean, and to be continuing in brotherly love. And do not be carried away by false doctrines. For that day will not come until two things happen first. There will be a time of great rebellion against God, and then the man of rebellion will come, the son of hell. He will defy every God there is and tear down every object of adoration and worship. He will go in and sit as God in the temple of God, claiming that he himself is God. We have been warned. Praise the Heavenly Father. Allow him to give you all his blessings. Because blessings and cursings will come pouring out in the final days. And the body is dead when there's no spirit in it. So faith is dead if it is not the kind that results in good deeds. James chapter 3, verse 26. James chapter 3, verse 16. For wherever there is jealousy or selfish ambition, there will be disorder and every kind of evil. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is from all pure and full of quiet gentleness and peace-loving courteousness. It allows for discussion and is willing to yield to others. It's full of mercy and good deeds, full-hearted and straightforward and sincere, peacemakers planting seeds of peace, reaping harvests of goodness. Remain steadfast and strong. Be blessed because you turn to God every day, and he will firm up your path. He will be a pillar and a fire. And he knows the color of every heart. For he is the greatest cardio knower. He knows the attitude and objective of every single person. And will hold it into account. So be a blessing today. And hold someone's hand. Pull them out of the fire. Be blessed. Hope to talk to you tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.